Welcome to another live-ish edition of the podcast. I think we're probably just going to be adding to whatever we've just done before, but I don't know. We may decide to...
track. I think it's Sunday, isn't it? Sunday's when we last recorded.
Sunday's when we last recorded. We recorded last night, but I almost died. quite literally almost died.
Yeah, it was touch and go.
I had quite a bad hypo with my diabetes. So we ended up recording something, but it's unusable because I was not really with it at all.
Yeah.
When you're doing more talking than me, you know there's a problem.
Listen back to it and realised.
Yeah, and realised I was just on the way out. So we're re-recording, we're talking about Monday, Tuesday. It's only Wednesday today. And we will record on what's happened today as well. We're only halfway through the day.
Yeah.
But Monday we went to Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are you doing?
My ear's making a weird noise.
Okay.
I've got like a popping in my ear.
You can have a popping in your face in a minute.
Harsh, Ryan. Harsh.
Hold on, wait for it. I know this isn't the right podcast. It's
a different podcast, Ryan. Doesn't count.
It does count because we're on holiday.
So we went to Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, yes. Went to Animal Kingdom on Monday, wasn't it?
I just had opened up a Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
Animal Kingdom on Monday.
Animal Kingdom Monday, and we got there for Rope Drop.
Yeah, Rope Drop to Pandora.
Yeah, both rides. We did...
So Flight Passage first.
Flight Passage first, yeah. Which the queuing system is still ridiculous for it, isn't it?
I mean, other than Everest, it's another ball that Joe Rode has dropped.
Yeah, they still make you queue across the pathway outside of the ride. And so they have to keep stopping and starting the traffic going in between.
But it would seem that half the wait now is for them to hand out safety cards.
That is ridiculous, isn't it?
It's stupid.
So before you even join the start of the queue, pretty much, they say how many people you've got.
Yeah.
Why does that make a blind bit difference? And then they give you a card that says you will be subject to motion, you know...
You'll be subject to terrible acting by the scientist in the pre-show, is what it should say.
Yeah, he is a bad actor.
Well, whether it's a bad script as well, to be fair.
Yeah, it's a bad script, but he does it badly as well.
He does do it very badly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to be fired.
Yeah.
It's too late now, I suppose. He's recorded it.
He's done it. I could re-record it.
If I was in charge.
If there's a big enough petition, which we should start.
Let's start it. And then you're fired. Oh, it's so bad. But the ride itself is amazing. Then we did River Journey.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It's my ear.
He's just making weird faces at me from across the table.
It's doing something weird. I don't know what. It'll be fine. It's just an animal burrowing into my brain.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at Universal today.
Yeah, anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
So we did both those.
River Journey's still pretty... Eh.
Yeah, there's some good sort of effects in it.
Yep.
There's a few good effects, but that's pretty much all it's got going for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just James Cameron's wet dream.
It's just James Cameron's wet dream and a decent animatronic.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all it is.
Yeah.
Then we rode Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Yep.
We also did
Everest. Tough to be a bug.
A
bug's life.
And it was also I had a beer. You had something. Did you get a drink there?
Where?
From the bar outside Rivers of Light. I don't know if you did.
I just had a water because I was taking some Panadol.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Let's not lie and say you would have had a beer otherwise.
Because I was just having the panel, so I would have had about three. Would have had three beers.
But we decided to sit where the Rivers of Light seating area was.
Yeah.
And it's the only, basically that's the only acceptable time to sit in that area.
Yeah, pretty
during
much.
The day,
pretty much.
When you're as far away from that show as possible.
Yeah, I was surprised they had it open.
Yeah.
Because later on, we went past a few hours later and it was closed.
Probably because of the drunks.
Yeah, you, basically. It's like... picking fights with some kids or something, weren't you?
I was throwing beer cans into the water. I hate this show. Then we went to Yak and Yeti. First time for you.
Yep, first time for
Yak and Yeti. What did you think?
It was nice.
I know what you thought, but...
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's such a good restaurant. Anyone that's not tried it, you've now got two theme park trainer guys recommending it.
Yeah.
It's got the double thumb.
Double thumbs. I did really confuse the waiter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually on... Usually I'm not on your side, but I think I am on your side on this one. Literally. That was on him, not you. Yeah,
I asked for the honey chicken, and I said, can I also have a side of chicken fried rice? Because I wanted to try it.
Yeah.
And he was like, he kind of ummed and ahed, and we thought it was just because we're on the dining plan, and we thought he wasn't sure whether it would be an additional cost. We did know it would be an additional cost. And when the meal came, it came with just chicken fried rice. Didn't have any jasmine rice
that was meant to come with.
But in the end, I ended up getting a side of jasmine rice anyway.
Yeah.
So, but it really confused him, didn't it?
It really did, yeah. I had the duck. The duck is most excellent.
That's rather formal. The duck is most excellent.
And I shall have another, please. I did dinosaur by myself.
Yeah.
Because you were too scared.
Yeah, scared of those big dinosaurs. And the fact that we'd only eaten like 10 minutes ago.
I was loving it.
Yeah. I was pretty full because we had pudding as well, dessert.
Oh yeah, so I had a mango pie, which is most excellent.
I had a New York style cheesecake.
Yeah, in an Asian restaurant. Nice.
Yeah.
As you do.
Yeah. It's like a Chinese takeaway in Britain that always do a omelette and chips.
That's because British people are idiots. That's the only reason. That's because people don't understand how to eat other cultured food.
Well, yeah. But it's like when you come over here, literally every restaurant does a cheesecake.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent.
Yeah. And you know, you're one of those classic Brits that sort of orders chicken nuggets from a Chinese takeaway, aren't you?
I didn't know they did chicken nuggets, actually.
That's changed your life, hasn't it? So the yakiniki is really, really good.
Yeah.
The sangria was a bit weird this time. Yeah. It seemed to be quite spicy.
You're a bit unsure.
Not hot spicy, but they put some kind of spice in it.
Yeah.
I didn't dislike it, but I was taken back. It wasn't as good.
I say, this is rather spicy.
What spice is in the sangria?
You did say it tasted like cinnamon.
Yeah, it did taste a bit cinnamony, which is weird. So then then I rode dinosaur, which was nice. And then we ended up going to John Lindsay's basically for the entire rest of the day.
Yeah, I was trying to think then what actually happened after dinosaur, but yeah, it was pretty much went to Disney Springs, sat down for a few drinks, it was happy hour, which made you happy.
I was happy.
Yeah. They refused to serve me.
Yeah, so the one time that Dan was about to order an alcoholic drink, and I mean the one time in his life.
I literally said, can I order a, what was it, cool-headed monkey or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, have you got ID? And I did have my driving license.
But you didn't have your passport.
But they said no.
Yeah.
Don't accept that.
But we're going back here on Saturday.
Yes, okay.
So you can order one then.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a bit hesitant.
No, I was trying to think of what... I keep getting lost in all the days of what we're doing.
Basically, our two animal days are half days.
Yes, yeah.
Because as long as you get Avatar done, it's still half day park.
Yeah. And we've got Fast Pass for Flight of Passage again.
Yep.
Next time. And we can rope drop them.
Exactly, yeah. So. Exactly. So that was Monday, and then yesterday we were at Epcot.
Yeah.
I finally spent the day at Epcot. It's the longest gap I've had from arriving at Walt Disney World and then and spending the day at Epcot.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I don't know, obviously we wanted to do Hollywood Studios because of Toy Story Land, so we did
it. It was Magic Hours on
that
Sunday.
Second day.
Yeah.
I don't know necessarily why we did Animal Kingdom.
Magic Hours.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we got there at 8.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so that's why.
Yeah.
Because magic is, you know, you have to kind of do magic first. That's kind of an unwritten rule.
Yeah.
Typically,
obviously, you've got to do Hollywood Studios next because of the new Toy Story Land.
Yeah.
And then I guess normally we would do Epcot third.
Yeah.
But.
Because of extra magic hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was great. I love Epcot. It's your first food and wine festival.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ended up getting a couple of bits.
Yeah, I got a few bits and pieces. What did I get? I started off with that. Was it infrared?
Cocktail
at the light lab.
At the light lab, yeah.
Yeah, and you had.
I had some wine with some boba balls.
Yeah.
Or boba balls.
Boba balls.
I don't know which one they are. That was nice. It was a nice wine, actually. I might have that again on tomorrow.
I wasn't particularly impressed with the infrared.
Yeah, but you're quite a hard man to please.
Yes, I am.
to be fair.
I have very high standards.
You don't. You have quite basic standards. You just don't like much food.
Yeah, if this was a drink.
If someone gives you nuggets, you're fine.
I'm happy. But the way she made it was weird. Cool. Yeah, the way she made it was cool. Yeah, it was like a strawberry syrup that they put in the cup, and then they shove in a load of cotton candy, and then they put some kind of liquid, which I don't know if it was water or sparkling water, but it didn't look fizzy, but it tasted fizzy.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was just really sugary.
Yeah.
That it had the sort of a fizz to it or something like that, I don't know.
So something I've learned about Dan on this trip, I didn't necessarily know. I know it because obviously we see each other every week anyway.
Yeah.
And I know that you mostly drink water.
I don't most, wait, okay.
Well, whenever I see you, you drink water.
Okay.
Or you drink squash.
Which is essentially
it's water, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll let you have that, okay.
But I didn't know, necessarily, you don't really like fizzy things.
No, I don't really.
And that's been quite clear, because like, you don't like beer, because it's fizzy.
Yeah, I've tried a few of yours, haven't I? But a lot of them, yeah, they're too fizzy for me.
Yeah. Which, you don't obviously like Coke or anything like that, because it's all fizzy.
Yeah.
So you basically either order a water or a lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not dissing you for it.
It's good over here, because lemonade, you can't get lemonade in the UK. You get lemonade it's fizzy in the UK.
Yeah.
In the US, it's still...
And it's great as well. I, if I wasn't diabetic, I'd be drinking lemonade by the gallon.
Which is pretty much what I do whenever I'm over here.
This is very true,
I alternate between water and lemonade, basically.
Yeah. Although, you know, saying that, because I'm on holiday, I do have a few luxuries, which I did today, which I'll go into in a future episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two really luxuries were had today, and we're not even at dinner yet.
Did you say, was that too many or two?
Too many.
Okay.
And it was also two. But Epcot was amazing, as always.
Yeah.
We went around the whole festival. We didn't stop at every stop, but we did do a number of different things.
Yeah.
Tried lots of different things.
We didn't say that, because when we got in, we were going to rope drop test track.
And it was down.
Yeah, because we got screwed over by the buses a little bit, didn't we?
Oh, the buses yesterday were ridiculous.
Yeah,
it took. So we got there. We just missed an Epcot one, which you think, okay, fine.
Yeah, because they were a little bit earlier, I think, than what they had been.
Yeah.
So we got there at about 10 to 7 or 10 to 8. Ten to eight.
Yeah.
And we just missed one, and then the next one was planned for like 7:59.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then it just disappeared off the board.
Yeah.
So I didn't see anything on the news about a fiery bus crash.
No, so they just couldn't be bothered to pick us up.
Yeah, so and then the next one, it didn't end up turning up until about 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily Epcot's just around the corner.
Yeah, it's not too far, is it?
So we managed to get in, and they started letting people in, but they were holding them just before Spaceship Earth until 9:00.
Yeah. We still managed to go to test track, find out that it was closed, and get to Soarin', and Soarin' was only 10 minutes.
Yeah. So we managed to do Soarin'.
Frozen.
Yeah, then we had Fastpass Frozen, so we did that, and then we went back over to... We did
Figment and Nemo.
That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we also did Spaceship... Throughout the day, we also did Spaceship Earth.
We had Fastpass for Spaceship Earth.
And...
What else did we do? We did Soarin' again.
Yeah.
Because we have Fastpass. We got another Fastpass for that.
And Living with the Land.
Living with the Land.
Soarin' is unbelievably quiet. Do you remember the days where Soarin' Fastpasses were gone?
Yeah. And
like,
I remember
before
the
you even arrived.
Sat there waiting in the the queue for that. It's such a slow queue. It used to be such a slow queue.
But now we managed to get a second Fastpass for it, like at lunchtime.
Yeah.
And there were loads left as well.
Yeah, it was mental.
So that was pretty crazy. We watched Illuminations as well.
Yeah.
Although people standing on got in the way.
Just have no care for anyone behind them.
No. So we're going to try and get a Fastpass for that.
Yeah,
Friday or Monday.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah,
yeah, because I think all our fast passes that we already have for those days
are finished
at lunchtime. So.
Yeah,
because when we could have got one on Tuesday, but we got Soarin'. Yeah, we opted for Soarin' because when I'd been there before in June, we were able to get one 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe we'd be able to get one afterwards, but unfortunately we not.
I mean, basically it's your fault.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Soarin', what time was the Soarin' Fastpass?
5.
Oh, okay, 5, yeah. I was thinking it was 3, but yeah, 5, so it was unfortunate, but we'll get one
another day. We'll either get one or we'll just find a decent spot.
Yeah.
You know, the fireworks are still great.
Yeah, we did get there like an hour before, But we didn't want to get a decent spot.
Well, we underestimated, I think, that people were douchebags.
Yeah.
I think that's
yeah.
That's
the point, and we kind of wanted to be near the exit as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though it was extra magic, we'd kind of done pretty much everything that we wanted to do for that day.
Yeah, I mean, so, we've still got, like, Mission Space to do and Test Track to do.
Yeah.
Which are two of my personal favourites. Yeah,
I can't remember whether we have a Fast Pass for Test Track.
We do.
Right, okay. So at some point, we're definitely going to do it then.
Yeah, so Food and Wine Festival was brilliant. I had two chilled coffees. I could have had four. I drank quite a bit, but I didn't feel like it touched me at all.
No, you didn't seem... I mean, there was that incident with the in the fountain, wasn't there?
Oh, what, where...
you probably don't remember it, do you?
Was that where I was trying to drown Cinderella?
Yeah, it's a bit awkward.
Well, she doesn't deserve to be in Epcot. What's she doing? Get back to magic. I've told her this.
I mean, to be fair, it was a small child dressed in a Cinderella costume.
Oh, was it?
You just wouldn't listen.
So. I thought they'd just, you know, hide a small person to play Cinderella.
Diversity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't see any dwarf princesses, do you?
There's room there.
There's room?
Hmm.
What, for that, to have that?
For them to introduce one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised people haven't complained yet.
Yeah. I suppose it's quite a tall order
to
find and cast one. How's a sneak that in there?
That's poor. That was very poor.
yeah. It's no small feat trying to get that one of those jokes in, you know.
I think they're just getting worse. Yeah, they're just getting worse.
Yeah, I suppose, to be fair though, when we've got you're pretty good with the puns, so I'm kind of dwarfed by that.
I think you need to stop. Should we talk about what food we had around Epcot?
You know what I've got in my bag? I've got some midget gems.
Oh dear. I'm not angry, Ryan. I'm just disappointed.
No, you're not. You're laughing. food wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, so food wise I had some piggy wings.
Yeah, that was the first thing, wasn't it?
The first thing I had, they were great.
Yeah.
What else did I have?
I can't remember. We both had the tort, didn't we?
Oh, the Raspberry Tour.
From the chocolate studio.
Yeah, that's good. That was really nice.
Wasn't as rich as I thought it would be.
It's been richer in previous years. Right, yeah, okay. It's slightly different to the previous years, actually.
Yeah, it was in like a hard kind of like biscuit shell almost.
Yeah, they used to be round.
Right, okay.
So they changed it a little bit.
Okay. And then I think, was it the lamb?
I had
the lamb, whatever it was called, the lamb chop.
From Australia. Yeah, and I had something from New Zealand, I feel, but I can't remember what.
Yes, I think you did. Was it scallop? No, mussels.
Mussels, yeah, they were very good. Yeah. Very, very good.
Yeah, and then I had the filet mignon at Canada.
Yep.
You had a beer from Canada?
Yeah, I did. I did have a beer from Canada. Yeah, like a fruity beer.
Mm.
That was good.
Yeah, and then was it France next? We stopped at France?
Yeah, we did stop at France.
I had some kind of beef and...
Boeuf.
I just said beef because I couldn't say it.
Le boeuf.
And what was that? That was like beef in onion and it had a bit of bacon in it as well.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice though.
It was nice. It was really nice actually. That was probably my favourite thing that I had actually. Mm. And I'm trying to think. We also went to... I don't know what was next, but we also went to Belgium.
Belgium, which is my favourite stop.
Yeah, you had the coffee.
I too.
I had a... berry waffle, which was very nice.
Yeah, that looked good actually.
Yeah, it was nice. The waffle was very, very fresh.
Yeah, I got the tuna and the some kind of, I can't remember what they call it over here, like a little mini burger.
It was a slider.
Pork slider.
Yeah.
From Hawaii.
Yeah.
I tried sangria from Mexico. Mm-hmm. I had the duck from China.
Yeah.
There's lots there. We had quite a bit. There's more to be done there for sure.
Yeah, there's some stuff from. Oh, you had a Guinness, Bailey's and Guinness. Oh yeah,
that was good.
That was quite nice.
Yeah.
But there's some other food bits that I'd like to give a go, like the Belgium beef something.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I'd had like three. Well, I'd had two beef things in a row, so I thought, I'll probably give that a miss for the moment. And then the Irish sausage looked good.
Yeah, and there's a good bit of food there as well.
Yeah, what, the pudding? The pudding looked good. Yeah, that had like a black chocolate pudding with Irish liquor sauce. Or something,
yeah, yeah.
Which did look good, so I might try both of those.
There's quite a few bits to try. I don't know, because our lunch is quite early tomorrow. At 2.
Where are we having tomorrow?
T-Rex tomorrow.
Okay. I see what you're doing there.
What?
No, no, hang on, I'm getting confused now.
Okay. What do you think I was doing?
Well, we're recording this. I don't know what we're doing. I'm lost track of the
We're talking about Monday and Tuesday. We're talking about Tuesday. It's Wednesday. Haven't talked about Wednesday or tomorrow.
Okay, so you're saying tomorrow's dinner is T-Rex, which is Thursday for us.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about Tuesday. Yeah, okay. I was thinking, okay.
I don't know why that's difficult to understand.
I don't know. We've got, the confusing thing is we've got homecoming shortly.
We do have homecoming tonight, which we'll talk about later or tomorrow.
That's why I'm getting confused, Ryan.
Yeah. I don't get it, mate. I don't understand it.
I'm a simple person.
Well, I know that. So yeah, that will probably be it for this episode. We are going to be going back to the Food and Wine Festival. We probably won't get too much in tomorrow because
of homecoming at 2:30.
It's not homecoming tomorrow.
No, T-Rex at 2:30.
Which we'll talk about.
And then we've got Mickey's Not future. So Scary, haven't we?
Yeah. So we'll talk about our day at Universal and Magic and our Halloween experiences on a future live-ish from Orlando episode.
Probably episode number 3, isn't it? If this is 2.
It might not be. I might split them into 2.
Oh.
This could be 3.
Blimey.
Who knows? I don't even know.
We could do Mickey's Not So Scary as a special...
Yeah, we could do.
A special episode.
Live from Orlando, special.
It's a live-ish. It's a Halloween live-ish.
Halloween live-ish. I mean, it's confusing me now, so I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He's literally walking out the door.
Yeah, see ya. See you later.
He's off to homecoming.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return. Ha 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 ha